This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. From bringing in passive income to creating more space for family fun, accessory dwelling units, otherwise known as ADUs, have a lot of uses. Now, if you have some extra space on your property and the zoning allows it, you may want to consider an ADU. An ADU, or an accessory dwelling unit, refers to a secondary home or apartment that's located on your property. Sometimes ADUs are also called in-law suites or guest houses. The rise of multi-generational households is reshaping home design and renovation priorities. That's according to the 2024 Angie State of Home Spending Report, with one in four homeowners living in multi-generational households. These households are more likely to be taking on larger renovations and adding lifestyle-enhancing features to their homes. Now, an ADU can serve many purposes. Many families use ADUs to accommodate a growing family, whether that means creating a space for aging parents or an apartment for older children. Other people build ADUs with the intention of renting out the space to make passive income. Again, before you get too far ahead of yourself, check your zoning as to whether this is allowed. You might also simply want to build it for your own purposes, such as standalone studio, additional storage space, or a she shed. Many people choose to build ADUs from scratch behind their main house, however, you could do not need to have massive lot or a big yard to have an effective ADU. A lot of ADUs even start as an existing structure, such as a shed or a detached garage. Not only can you make passive income by renting out your ADU, but building an ADU can increase your property's value by a whopping 30%, making it a smart financial investment. An ADU is always also a secondary addition to the main home, and it's owned by the owner of the central home. An ADU can't be bought or sold separately from the main property. Now, ADUs are generally intended as housing units and often subject to additional local regulations, as I've said, so check for that. In most cases, they must also have their own entrance, bathroom, full kitchen, etc. The cost varies depending on your intentions. A basic garage conversion can be around $20,000. Building one from scratch might be double that, and can go well beyond that with a lot of amenities. Be aware that an ADU will change a lot about how you interact with your backyard. Now, if you like increased property taxes as well, more than likely, these separate units will increase your energy costs as well. So lots to consider. Building an ADU is a complex construction process and might not be right for you, but might be if you're in the right situation and you're looking for passive income. I like it. Hey, if you missed any of this or if you want to hear it one more time, that's easy. Simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you. and I will be here for you at 10 a.m. with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 10 till noon here on WBEN. Hammer Time Radio is brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.